Hello there, friend. I pray that you are enjoying your weekend. Yes. Happy Sunday this May the 18th, 2014. How you doing? So good to see you. It's Joey Kroll with you, and welcome to Sunday Worship. And if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, where have you been? Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and we try to focus on the Word of God. And today, you and I are going to be focusing on the heart of worship. Oh, I love it. So we're going to be talking about the heart of worship right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you, and today we are talking about the heart of worship. You know, I love what it says in Psalm 68, verses 4 and 5. It says, sing to the Lord, sing in praise of his name. Exalt him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. Oh, I love that. You know, most people think of the church as a drama or as a play. You know, Dr. D. James Kennedy says it's sort of like the minister as the chief actor, and they act as God as the prompter, and the congregation as the critic. But he also says what is actually the case is the congregation is the chief actor, the minister is the prompter, and God is the critic. Let's be sure we put God in his rightful place.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the your Yes, I will worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name. Sing like never.
This song. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey. So good to see you. So good to be spending some time with you. How's the weekend for you? You doing all right? You hanging in there this weekend? Actually, my wife Aubrey is out of town. She actually took flight out to Sanibel Island for a nice little retreat just to kind of get away and focus on her relationship with the Lord. Nice little personal retreat. So I've been playing Mr. Mom this weekend, and well, let's just say the house hasn't burned down yet, so praise the Lord. Ice cream for dinner. Oh, the kids just love me this weekend. All right. Well, don't tell my wife we had ice cream, though. But regardless, hey, today we're focusing on the hearts of worship. You know, in James Fenimore Cooper's book, The Last of the Mohicans, we have been acquainted with a character by the name of David Gamet. Now, he's a devout Christian who delights in setting the Psalms to music and singing them no matter what circumstances life brings his way. And Gamet believes that God can be trusted in crisis as well as in good times. He lives a life in praise of God's sovereignty, which means his supreme power and authority and control over the earth. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us about another David, a flesh and blood person who is no stranger to unpredictable life circumstances, who loved to respond to God in praise. King David of Israel, that's who we're talking about. He saw the giant Goliath fall by his sling. He was chased by murderous King Saul, and he watched the nation of Israel rally under his own leadership. Yet in all of these situations, David took time to write and sing psalms of praise to his sovereign God. In fact, I love what he wrote in Psalm 103, verse 19. It says, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." David understood that in all circumstances. Did you hear that, friend? All circumstances, we can worship and thank God for his care and his control. So what are you experiencing today? A time of blessing or of testing? In any event, friend, remember David's example and sing praises to God for his rule in our lives. Psalm 150, verses 1 and 2. Praise the Lord. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise the Lord.
Sing your praise to the Lord. Come on, everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah. Sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing. Song your heart learned to sing when he first gave his life to you. Well, it goes on and so must the song you gotta sing again. The song born in your soul when you first gave your heart to him. Sing his praises once more. Sing your praise to the Lord. Come on everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah, sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing aloud the song someone is dying to hear down in the madding crowd. As you once were before you heard the song, you gotta let them know the truth is a light to shine upon the way that maybe they could go. Sing his praises once more. Sing your praise to the Lord. Come on everybody, stand up and sing one more. Hallelujah, sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing your praises to the Lord.
never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you. Just let the name of the Lord be praised both for now and evermore. Praise Him, all your servants, praise the name of the Lord. Come on, everybody, stand up and sing one more hallelujah. Sing your praise to the Lord. I could never tell you just how much good that it's gonna do you just to sing your praises to the Lord. And everybody sing your praises to the Lord.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified and laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose of me. Above all, above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, like a
and alone, like a rose,
that's right. Thank you, Jesus. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and today we are talking about the hearts of worship. In Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, it says, after the 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. You know, the book of the Daniel prophesies in this passage that the Messiah will come and will be cut off. And then the city of Jerusalem and the sanctuary, the temple, will be destroyed. The city of Jerusalem was destroyed by the Roman army led by Titus in 70 AD, and consequently the Messiah of Israel had to have come before the year 70 AD. There is only one person whose identity and life perfectly fits the description and timing contained in this prophecy. No one else even comes close. And that same Messiah was born in Bethlehem, rode on a donkey into Jerusalem, and died for the sins of the world. He fulfilled at least 100 other prophecies at his first coming, and that is Yahshua, that is Jesus of Nazareth. Don't forget, friend, to center your life and your hope on him, because he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. With so much work that needs to be done, let's focus our lives on the one who is to be the center of our life, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the grace.
worshiping the King of Kings today and every day. That should be a way of life for the believer. Amen. I love it. That is Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you here today on this edition of Sunday Worship as we've been focusing on the heart of worship. And any type of worship that takes place, it should be upon and given to Jesus, giving that adoration, giving that desire, giving that thanks and that heart of gratitude. It should be Jesus, the Son of the living God, because he is truly worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for letting me tag along with you today. If you would like to get a hold of me, maybe you have a song request, maybe a question, a comment, or if you just want to say, hey, I enjoy hearing from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Again, that's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Love to hear from you. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, right here at 7:32 a.m. Central Time, of course. Well, until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.